Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, we have some major breaking news. The Attorney General, after weeks of covering up the Epstein files, after months of entirely changing her position on whether or not they exist, is now announcing that she is going to be having a conversation with Ghislaine Maxwell to hear Ghislaine's side of the story. But this is nuanced because the incentive structures created for somebody that is currently imprisoned are not to throw the current administration under the bus or even incriminate the current administration in any way whatsoever. In fact, the incentive structure that's created for Ghislaine Maxwell would be to target Trump's political enemies in an attempt to aim for a pardon. So Trump, Pam Bondi, they could all be making an intentional move to distract people away from the real facts, which I'll lay out throughout this video. But just as a broad headline, AG Bondi said she had the files on her desk. They had influencers go out there with the binders in their hands. Months later, after Elon Musk says Trump is in the list, apparently it doesn't exist whatsoever. It is a blatant, brazen cover-up, and do not let Republicans pivot and say, what about Democrats? What about this? No, Trump is not taking responsibility because this dude is obviously best friends with Epstein, or was, rather. So before we even read this statement from Attorney General Pam Bondi, let's just start here. Ron Filipkowski broke this down by saying, every non-cultist knows that a statement Maxwell gives to the current DOJ implicating Trump will not result in a sentence reduction. Again, anything that implicates Trump will not result in a sentence reduction. Anything that helps Trump, on the other hand, if you know how Trump works in his transactional manner, could be used for her advantage. So Maxwell and her lawyer also know that any statement she gives to lie and exonerate Trump will likely help her. The truth is in the files, not from Maxwell. One more time. The truth is in the files. And when I say the files, I don't mean the grand jury testimony that Donald Trump is now moving to unseal. Those are not the original files that were promised. They promised a list. Files. Now this grand jury testimony is somehow supposed to fix that. No. I want to break down what Pam Bondi and Attorney General Todd Blanche are saying, Deputy Attorney General, but let's just go over here to Martin Luther King III, because he talked about the MLK files being released yesterday in a really, really brazen cover-up, like a really... distraction is the word I should use. Sorry. They're very, very intentionally trying to distract away from the Epstein files by talking about the MLK files. Not only that, but releasing the files against the express objection of MLK's family. Jeez, Trump does not know how to take no for an answer. I'm not even saying that to be cheeky, but MLK's family was like, listen, we don't want these insane files that make up lies about our dead relative to be released, because the FBI made up a lot of lies about Martin Luther King Jr. to undermine him. They made up lies about his ideology and his past. He was an imperfect human being, but there are lies in these files. So really quickly, MLK Jr.'s family said, we recognize the release of the documents concerning the assassination has long been a subject of interest. They said it's a devastating loss for the wife. We ask those who engage with the release of the files to do so with empathy, restraint, and respect for our family's continuing grief. The release of these files must be viewed within their full historical context. During our father's lifetime, he was relentlessly targeted by an invasive, predatory, and deeply disturbing disinformation and surveillance campaign orchestrated by the FBI. So what I'm trying to say here is the Trump admin released these files that makes MLK Jr. look bad because it's full of lies. And his family was like, dude, what? Please don't release these files. It is entirely unnecessary. It's a distraction. It's all a distraction. Just like this whole Redskin thing. Trump is trying to change the name of the Redskins, or the Commanders, back to the Redskins. He's posting videos of Obama being arrested. He's doing everything as a distraction, and this is as well. He's understanding that it's not going to go away. People are going to continue asking for the files, so the best that he can do are throw scraps in the form of a grand jury testimony and in the form of Attorney General Todd Blanche talking to Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, really quickly, sorry for the background noise. I'm currently in LaGuardia Airport flying back from my CNN hit. If you guys saw that, it was the last video on my channel. make sure you go check that out. But let's read this statement from Attorney General Pam Bondi about Todd Blanche. She said, "The Department of Justice does not shy away from uncomfortable truth." I can't even, how am I supposed to read this seriously? Dude, Donald Trump has literally been like running away on camera to try to avoid this. Literally like running off. Attorney General Pam Bondi has shied away from the uncomfortable truths, all of them. So to read this again, Todd Blanche is saying, it says a statement from Todd Blanche. "The Department of Justice does not shy away from uncomfortable truths, nor from the responsibility to pursue justice wherever the facts may lead." Come on. "The joint statement by the DOJ and FBI of July 6th remains as accurate today as it was when it was written." I mean, if you're going to target justice, you would have immediately rearrested all the J6ers after Trump pardoned them. I'm sorry. This says, "namely, that in the recent thorough review of the files maintained by the FBI and the Epstein case, no evidence was uncovered that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. President Trump has told us to release all of the credible evidence." What does that mean? Who decides what's credible? Also, if Ghislaine Maxwell has information about anyone who's committed crimes against victims, the FBI and DOJ will hear what she has to say. But I guess they'll only release it if it's credible. So again, they're playing these weird word games. It says, "therefore, at the direction of Attorney General Bondi, I have communicated with counsel for Ms. Maxwell to determine whether she would be willing to speak with the prosecutors from the department." Well, guess what? We know that she is willing to speak and tell her side of the story. But just remember, the system will reward anything that is exculpatory towards current political figures. If Ghislaine Maxwell named a list of people, but it was only Democrats, Trump would be very, very favorable and say, "listen, maybe we can commute your sentence in some way." Let me just point out one more time, the truth is going to lie in the Epstein files, not in the grand jury testimony, not in some game of telephone played by Pam Bondi. This says, "therefore, at the direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, I have communicated with counsel to determine if she's willing to speak. I anticipate meeting with Ms. Maxwell in the coming days. Until now, no administration on behalf of the department had inquired about her willingness to meet with the government." Oh, so they're now acting like they're breaking ground on the Epstein files after they had to be begged by the general public to do anything about it. Top DOJ official expects to meet with longtime Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. A senior DOJ official said they are going to have a meeting behind closed doors. And you know, I just want to end this off by saying we need to make sure we are relentlessly staying on message. As Ron Filipkowski says, the truth lies in the files, not from Maxwell. There are perverse incentives being created because you have zero reason to incriminate the current president when the current president is the person who is deciding how long you stay in jail. So just keep in mind the entire timeline of this. Donald Trump and Pam Bondi have made a bad faith effort to cover up, obfuscate, and distract at every single point, and they're not going to stop now. They're not going to slow down now. We're going to see more distractions. Honestly, even more authoritarianism. Trump is trying to cover up his alleged pedophilia by doing more authoritarian stuff. So for example, when we were breaking stories about the Epstein files and the letters, he was posting fake videos of Obama being arrested, just straight up ramping up the authoritarianism because he cannot handle the fact that the general public is onto him, entirely onto him. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate the videos made on this channel, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm looking rough in this airport lighting, but whatever. Please make sure you go check out the last video on my channel. It's me on CNN if you haven't seen that yet. I genuinely could not do this without y'all. I am eternally grateful for every single person who spends time with me every day, who has helped me build this. And let's keep pushing it. Let's keep doing more debates on Pierce or CNN. Let's keep going and pushing back where we need to be. And I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.